Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 14th chapter. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But Jesus said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' They all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I bought a field, I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. And the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The urgency must not be ignored today. Come, for everything is now ready. St. Paul wrote the same thing to the Corinthians. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The book of Hebrews quotes Psalm 95 to make the very same point. As the Holy Spirit says, "Today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. Take care, brothers, lest there be in you any evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Rather, exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end." The Lord's salvation, which will, of course, as we just sang, come to its blessed completion at the day of resurrection, is nevertheless a present, current reality to be grasped, to be treasured, to be believed now. And that's the problem with what the Pharisee says to Jesus in today's gospel. "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Well, of course they will. But the Pharisee says this as he's sitting right there eating with Jesus himself, the one who is the kingdom of God come. And yet he will not recognize Jesus as such. And that was an insult. Jesus rebuked him when he told this parable. To refuse the master's announcement that everything is ready, no matter the excuse, is to spit in the face of your master. In the same way, Jesus rebuked Martha, you remember, for her frantic work, but he praised Mary for her listening when he said, "Only one thing is needful. Mary has chosen the better part. It won't be taken away from her." When the bridegroom is here, his attendants do not fast. When Jesus is present, the faithful woman rightly anoints him. You cannot be blessed in the future if you are not blessed now. You cannot eat bread in the kingdom of God in the future if you will not receive that kingdom's living bread now. This urgency in today's parable is what lies behind our Missouri Synod's push over the last 100 years toward frequent Sunday communion. It's not just a false nostalgia for some historic norm that you and I never actually knew. It is rather the recognition that now is always the right time for the Lord's Supper, There's every reason, in fact, to give up our long-held tradition of infrequent communion, so that just as the confessions of the Lutheran Church claim, in our churches, divine services are held every Sunday and on other feasts in which the Lord's Supper is offered to those who have first been instructed and examined and absolved. Do you love the Lord's salvation? Because then you love the Lord's Supper too. For the Lord's Supper, just as with his word, just as with his absolution and holy baptism, it is Judgment Day's verdict, come to you early. Do you await the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom which has no end? Well, our Lord Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, to eat his body and drink his blood and so proclaim his death until he comes. Do you wish that those who no longer come to your church would return to it? Does it grieve you that they reject the Lord's invitation? Does it pain you that your friends boast that they were confirmed Lutheran and they expect to be buried Lutheran when they are dead, but they have no desire now when they are alive actually to live as a Christian and a Lutheran with us and to benefit from Christ Church? Well, all of these things should upset you. But you and I would be misled Pharisees ourselves if we were content all the while to sit here saying, blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God, while our Lord is saying to us now, take, eat, and drink often. Our Master has said, come, for everything is now ready. That's an invitation to trust in Jesus, whose death and his resurrection have won us everything, have won us salvation. It's an invitation for us to repent and be baptized, every one of us, for the forgiveness of our sins. Why wait? And yes, it is also an invitation to receive our Lord's Holy Communion often. Our Master invites us to be seated with him, to partake of his banquet of salvation, and that quite literally. Now is the day of salvation. And that means, dear Christians, we have to set aside all of our excuses now also, because our Lord has prepared such a perpetual table for us. In fact, every Lutheran ought to insist on it. Every Lutheran pastor ought to insist that his congregation insist upon it. As many Sundays as end in day, that many Sundays, as it is called now, that many Sundays let us have the opportunity to taste of his feast. Our sinful flesh, it has no respect for which Sunday of the quarter or which Sunday of the month it is. Jesus, our Lord, is no less our Savior on this Sunday than he is on that Sunday. And thus it is right that the pastor should do his duty every Sunday. He must feed Christ's lambs and sheep, just as Jesus commanded. We are compelled not by pride or superiority or history only. We are compelled by the Christian truth to offer in our churches the Lord's Supper every Sunday and on other feasts to those who have been first examined and instructed and absolved. This conviction and this practice isn't out of superiority to those who came before us, but it is because of our own pressing need, and most of all because of his gracious and ever timely invitation. Come, take, eat, drink, because everything is now ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.